Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Today we want to talk about the seven secrets that can completely change your entire life. These are the exact secrets that I've personally used and I've personally coached other people to use. So let's get started. Secret number one is to live life from your heart rather than your mind. You see, it's really important that we think about our life as an expression of our soul, as an expression of our spirit. And the greatest sense of expression that we can possibly have is that of our heart as opposed to our mind. A lot of people believe that when they operate from their heart, that they're a little bit more pure in their actions. But yet, most of the time that I see when I talk to my coaching clients, I see that they're actually still very much operating from their mindset, especially when it deals with fear, or they're dealing with some problem in their relationship. And they truly believe that they're operating from their best intentions and their purest heart. But the truth is if pure love is not a center point of your life, and I'm talking about the true unconditional love, not love that has attachments or focused on an outcome, or where you think that you need to get something out of the situation. That's not the kind of love we're talking about here. In your heart, and when you're operating from your pure heart, you operate like that of a child. And you live your life like that of a child. Your eyes are open in wonderment and awe. You're completely in love with the world around you. You experience the world and you know that and you trust that the world is there to be your oyster. And that from whatever experience that you have is simply to learn and grow and become a more complete and whole person as you're walking your life path. But most people, they get so caught up in the fear of the thing, or they get so caught up in the drama of the situation that they're dealing with, that they forget to live from their heart, and they start thinking about things from their mindset. When you're operating pure of heart, though, you're operating from a pure trust in the universe. You're operating from a pure trust in the energy that flows from within. Your heart is located within your solar plexus, and actually, if you've taken any kind of bio scans in your life, you've actually seen where this source of energy comes from. It doesn't come from your mind. It actually comes from heart center, the heat center, and the source center for all of our energy, our manifestations, and all creative energy that flows through our world. It doesn't come from the mind. And that's the biggest fallacy in the self-help industry today, that mind drives everything. That's not the truth. The truth of the matter is your heart and your spirit drive everything, or should be driving everything. If your mind is in the driver's seat, chances are you're experiencing a life filled with stress, chaos, anxiety, and you're probably depressed. But when you're living from your heart, you come to find that life is joyful, life is wonderful, and life is full of a myriad of experiences that are just waiting for you to unravel them and unwrap them. That is my biggest secret. My number one secret is to live your life from your heart. As soon as you start living your life from your heart, your life just simply becomes easier. It just simply unfolds into a magical world when you start living from that path. My second secret is to step up and declare and claim your soul purpose now. What does that mean exactly? Well, I'm of the firm belief, and I have come across this repeatedly in my coaching clients over the last several years. Every person is called to one major purpose. Everything else is distraction. Everything else is kind of just filtered away. It's more like you're trying to make life happen as opposed to allowing life to happen for you and unfold for you. But when, as soon as you start to step up and claim your soul purpose and you start to act out your soul purpose and you start to live with purpose and intent, your life becomes magical. Your life starts to unfold all these amazing coincidences or appearances of coincidences in your life to help guide you into and fulfill your soul purpose. Every spirit, every blade of grass, every stone has a purpose. There is a reason for its existence. To believe otherwise or to live life otherwise indicates that you're going to be living life very chaotically. You don't necessarily have to live this or believe it. I'm not saying that you have to, but I'm saying it makes your life a lot easier when you start to realize that everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason for existence. And every existence is perfect. Every expression and manifestation of that existence is perfect. Even if you feel like your life has been totally worthless or totally wasted, it has not been, because I guarantee that you've impacted, influenced, or changed another person's life in some small way. Your life is not lived in vain. Your life is not purposeless. Your job on this planet is to discover, step up, claim, and declare your soul purpose. For example, my soul purpose for being here is to help ascend other spirits and other souls to another level of awakening and awareness. And that is my life, and that is my passion, and that is my purpose, to teach people and to share with people how easy it is to live a life filled with your dreams coming true every single day, how to live a life filled with adventure, filled with mystery, and filled with excitement and joy, all from living your purpose. That's my purpose. And I have stepped up and declared it to be so. I have stepped up and claimed it, and this is what I have dedicated my life to do. Secret number 3 is kind of a silly thing, but I actually find it very useful for many people. It's to create a movie, and you're the central star, running through your entire dream life. And you can do this in any way, shape, or form. You can write a movie script. You can actually create a movie that you watch. You can use a vision board, but title it My Life Movie, or The Movie About My Life, or My Life, something like that, where it really feels like it's in the moment, in the now, in the present, not an autobiography of your past, because really your past does not equal your present or your future. I completely disavow any acceptance of that whatsoever. Your past does not equal your present or your future. Your past is simply gone. It no longer exists. Just like your future does not yet exist, neither does your past. The most important moment of your day is right here, right now. And so when you're crafting this movie script, or you're crafting this example and this imagination of who you really want to be in your dream life and what you really want to do, then I want you to think about the next 1,000 to 2,000 weekends of your life, or 500, however many weekends that you have left, do you believe you have left on this physical existence? And I want you to make a list of at least 1,000 things that you want to do, one for every weekend that you expect to stay on this physical plane. This list you're going to then print on parchment or the fanciest paper that you possibly can find, and you're going to hang it in a very prominent spot in your world. You can carry it with you on your iPhone. You can carry a copy, but it's really important that you print this out and you hang it somewhere, because this is going to be the thing that you check off every weekend that you've done and created some event, some existence, and some adventure. This is the scroll of your life. This is your movie script. This is everything that you've longed to do, but you have yet done because you fear it. And I mean anything as silly as feeding ducks or feeding koi in a pond in Japan, all the way to walking the entire length of the Great Wall. Whatever your dream is, write it all down, every bit of it. And you're going to not set deadlines by it, but you're going to think about how you can start to make these happen. By writing it down, you start to activate the power of the universe to work behind you. You do this as fast as you can. I tell my clients to take no more than 60 minutes to write this down. Fast. If you can get it done in 20, great. But we do it in 20-minute spurts where we spend 20 minutes of fast writing as many things as we can write down, as silly as we can get, and we just go do it. That's your dream life. Secret number 4 is to eliminate all non-essentials in your life. It's to bring back balance and stop worrying about the things that really don't matter. Stop juggling all the silly things that you're trying to do and you're trying to do, but not actually succeeding in doing, and just start living and live in balance and harmony. This is a spring cleaning for your mind, your spirit, your body, and your world. And I do this about once every 6 months where I go through my entire house and I do what I call, not a spring cleaning, but I call it eliminating my non-essentials. Absolutely anything I do not need in my world, I dump. I get rid of it. I give it away. I don't sell it. I don't try to list it on eBay and let it sit there for hours and hours and days on end because I just don't simply have the time. I'd rather give it away or get rid of it in some immediate way so it no longer needs me and I no longer need it. And along with that, I get rid of one or two things in my world that I think I must need, but I haven't used in a year. I have those things in a very small box out in the garage. If I don't touch that box in a year, I dump it. I don't even open it. I don't look through it. I dump it. And what you'll find is that as you start going through life and you start accumulating a lot of things, a lot of stuff, you find that your stuff starts to own you, starts to control you, what you can do, what you can't do. It's very important that you eliminate this because it creates an opening for new to come into your world. And even if you don't have that much stuff to begin with, if everything you own is in one hacky sack, it's okay. Dump the hacky sack. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Start anew. Because with every piece of equipment, everything that you've accumulated around you, it creates an energetic imprint of your past energy. It absorbs it and it creates it and it keeps it lingering in your world. Everything that you are surrounded by will keep sending you out. That same energy will absorb your energy pattern and you will absorb it. And unfortunately, if you're trying to create a new life, a higher life, a more passionate, powerful, or successful life, you need to get rid of absolutely everything that's standing in your way. And that includes your energetic resonance and what you're attracting currently into your life. If what you're attracting currently in your life isn't working, you need to get rid of everything around you that may be holding you back. Step 5 is to claim today, as your single, best day ever, starting right now. It doesn't matter if it's 11:59 at night and you're sitting here listening to this, hoping something might shift in your world. You stand up right now and at the top of your voice, and I don't care if you wake up the entire house, you're going to stand up and you're going to scream this out loud. You're going to say, today is the single best day of my life. And today is the day I change my life now. I will no longer look to the past. I will no longer follow the same habits or patterns or anything. I choose today to live my best day. And even if you only have 1 minute left, now you're in power. And if it's only 11:59 and it turns 12, guess what? You get to do it again within a minute. Isn't that amazing? And suddenly tomorrow becomes your single best day ever. You see, one day can magically change your entire life. And that one day has to start sometime at some point in the day. And it doesn't matter what day. Go out and walk. And in that walk, you start chanting, I love my life. I love my life. Or you start chanting, today is my best day. Today is my best day. And you do it with as much emotion and as much fervor and as much excitement as you can. And I suggest that you think about doing that first thing at dawn every morning. Jump out of bed and claim today as your best day ever. That's so important. And it helps you to really solidify in it that now is the only time you have. Now is the time that you can make change. You can't do it yesterday, and you certainly can't do it tomorrow. And every time you put it off till tomorrow, Guess what? Tomorrow never comes. Today is the day you change. Today is the day you try your best. Today is the day you do your best. Today is the day that you can create the very best you that you have ever been. Today is the day. By just being and existing in the moment, today becomes your best day. I also suggest to people to use today when you create your single best day ever. And this is number six, secret number six, create a daily ritual. And in this daily ritual, your entire world is focused around finding that one adventure in your day. Find that one thing you learned. What did you learn? What did you experience every single day? And if you don't have time or money, guess what? Go out for a walk until you find that adventure. Go out and do it. Just go. You never know who you're going to run into. You never know what you're going to meet. You never know what you're going to experience. Everything is an experience, good or bad. It all guides you and teaches you, and you understand and unwrap and uncover something new. Get out there and start living. Don't sit around thinking about life or thinking or planning about your life or planning retirement. Go out and live it. Go out and experience it. You don't need money. All you need is time. That's it. That's all you need. Money is an illusion, just like everything else. But time is your most precious possession. It's your most precious gift. Your daily sacred ritual is very important because you are in a divine entity. And just think about it. All divine entities have sacred daily rituals. How come you don't? So you start out by drafting out an idea of what your daily ritual should be, morning and night, and you just go out and you do it. And this is your 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night that are completely solely dedicated to you. You set the time, you set the dates, you set it, and it's rock solid. This is your time. Even if it's 15, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. This is your time. No distractions, no nothing. This is all about you. And this is a time that you can create time to spend visualizing, time to experience your vision board if you have one, time to just reflect. And in that daily ritual, this is the time that you create the opportunity to take care of you and to love you the way you've always meant to love another, or to love you the way you've never been loved before. And my last and most important secret is to change your life simply by changing your words. You see, a lot of us use words like hate or I can't believe he did that. We have an opportunity to change our life simply by changing our words, the words we use. Every word has an energetic resonance attached to it. Every word is a vibrational essence to it. And if you switch the word you use, you switch the vibrational essence that you're using. So when you think love, don't think of it like hate or fear. Think of it like the way Buddha loves the world or the way Jesus loves the world. Think about love in that respect. The fact that love can just overshadow everything and overpower anything and overcome anything. And when you're thinking in your heart, use kind words, especially to yourself, but also to everyone else. Hateful, angry, hurtful words do nothing but damage your energetic spirit, but they also damage the energetic spirit of others. And if you are energy and the other person is energy, and you're sharing the same energy in that same space and time, what goes out to you immediately comes back tenfold in many ways and countless ways that you can't even imagine. Stop and change your words. So these are my seven secrets to living a life that you can really truly love. And by just simply implementing each of these secrets right away, right now, you can change your entire life by this weekend. It's not about positive thinking. It's not about positive affirmations. It's simply changing a few things that you do now and putting yourself, not selfishly first, but selflessly first, and loving yourself and the world and the universe and everything within it with purity from your heart. Standing up and declaring your soul purpose is the most important thing you can do because it establishes for you a mission, a reason to be here and now. And you understand now that everything has a purpose. By creating a movie script starring you in your dream life, you create the opportunity to experience everything you've ever wanted to experience in your life by writing it down. You give it energy and weight to the universe so that it can go out and manifest it for you. But then you have to take a step. You have to take a step out and claim your single best day ever. And then go out and seek in your daily rituals an adventure that's waiting around the corner. You also should eliminate all non-essentials in your life that could be holding you back. Things that could be tying you down or things that could be limiting you from expressing the truth of who and what you are. And finally, when you're expressing yourself, you should definitely use and be very careful in your choice of words. Because when you express yourself, you're leaving a legacy of energy, vibration, and words behind you. People don't necessarily remember who you are or what you did, but they always remember how you made them feel. That's very important because you can use your words to influence, guide, or hurt another person.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcasts, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.